People of God, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for yet another day. We give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. Father, we are before thee about to listen to your word. We pray that, Lord, you send down your mighty angels to come and assist us so that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart will be acceptable in thy sight. Amen. In the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I take authority over all principalities, over all powers, over all rulers of darkness, and over all spiritual wickedness, over all demons, and I say that in the name of Jesus, as the word of God is coming forth, you should not be able to function. May you be silenced in the name of Jesus. Amen. People of God, today is Father's Day. And on that note, I wish all men in our congregation happy Father's Day. Amen. May we all wish all men happy Father's Day. Today, the theme on the almanac for the Presbyterian Church of Ghana is equipping the saints for ministry, the man that God uses. Equipping the saints for ministry, the man that God uses. If we talk of the man that God uses, it means that it is not all men that God uses. So we know that God uses men who have sanctified themselves, and we also know that God uses men who makes themselves available for God to use. And then God also uses men who make themselves prayerful. Adofonom and ye omana kino team I also know or say. Sir ya dum yankupon atene for no na onipa obema onyame edine ya juma. Ana meka se. Sasem we chile se, enye meme nyina ena onyame edi wamu ye juma. Ne momeno, emema wati wamu hon, emema wane rade kasa empa boom, ene mema wanyankupon esiesi wong, omena rade edi wamu ye juma. But today, the men have produced some children. And so we have 11 people to be baptized today. And because of that, I will diverge a little bit to explain what is baptism and why we Presbyterian Church of Ghana, we do what we do. So everybody will understand. Adofonomo, ene omanake no, me pese, me diverge kakra. If you say, eme mana ya de, oman mayen, enkwala makuba akumbe, se duba akum, a ene, yebabo omosu. And uti me pese, me fi omanake nesu kakra, na maba baptism, which is a subo, na maka en huasem, so that we will know the entire Presbyterian for yeye, de yeye. If you say, I told you, I'm going to be a Presbyterian. Now, so, I'm going to be a Presbyterian. Now, I'm going to be a why? Because now, I'm going to say, I'm a Presbyterian. So, today, I want to explain baptism to us before we baptize these 11 people. Baptism is the Christian rite of initiation into the church. In other words, it is the means by which a person makes public profession of faith in Jesus Christ. Thus, in water baptism, a person wordlessly say, I confess faith in Jesus Christ, or Jesus has cleansed my soul from sin, and I now have new life of sanctification. I don't follow no more. Me bisa se ye ka se asubo eye den a A subo eye ekwanya. Please, I have not moved from what is baptism, so keep the slides on what is baptism. A subo eye ekwanya ye faso eji nipa ede won ba ya safu mu. A subo eye ekwanya onipa enam so ekasa akere onyankopon se. Wade ne ho ama Yesu, waji Yesu Kristo adi na wate ne ho. Na saade na oyɛ no enya na no e na ode ka nemomo ode esenchene e kyerɛ se ye bɔ na su no e na ode e ka. So this brings us to the methods or the types of baptism that we have. This brings us to the method or the types of baptism that we have. In fact, there is much disagreement about baptism in the various Christian denominations. The kind of baptism which a denomination accepts depends on that particular denomination. I don't know say yes, share Christo Sumwa. I dear Bakwa, I didn't to be brave about a Christo Fontem, a Yasubo. Na asubo bia obi bagie di no eji na de nasafo acheche ni se saa ana yebo asu no so. So generally we have three main types of baptism. The first one is immersion. The second one is pouring, and the third one is sprinkling. Yawa a subono bako bako miensa. Ah, ye jitum a watro se mu a ye de ye juma. De di kain and se yadi odipano ebe ura in sumu in a say yadi nipani in abe ura in sumu. De atu sumi yenu and say ebe shie in sunu agubi, so that is pouring. De atu sumi and sa and say yadi in su ebe piti ubisu. And, you know, we, the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, we accept all three methods of baptism. Ye ain't prayed before. Ye jisa a subo miensa we yina etum. But the one that we use depends on the circumstances in which we find ourselves. Ne mom diye ebribi ayebe yedebe ye jumbano. Eye, ye jina bra ye womu. Where we are, where we find ourselves, and I did a yajuma. Now, I just want to continue. Se ye kase immersion ah. Immersion on a matter muse, and then ya didn't putting in a run soonum. Anna, se ye ka pouring ah, you share in soon go in the panel. So then when we talk of sprinkling, ya did in so a pity unipano eso. There are so many people and so many denominations who claim that the only way or the right way of baptism is by immersion. To them, if anybody does any other kind of baptism, it is not accepted. To them, the only thing that is accepted is the immersion. Yawa ensori bebre ewo wiase mu a omo de a suba omoji etum ene de ade onipa no awura ensuo no mu no na omo se yebo obi asu any other way na suba no enya papa. These are the arguments that those people put forward. This is what they normally say. Number one, they say that if we are followers of Jesus Christ was baptized by immersion. And so, why should we decide to do any other type of baptism? One guy I want to say, no, I did want to say, yes, no, you know, you didn't know. Yes, you are born as soon, you didn't say, you know. Now, then, and I am there. You better to say, ya ba so demo am ya di nsu apetepete ye nsu na nsu na ye de petepete ye nsu no ya gi atum se e ye subo Christo na ye di na chi no ye di ni wura nsu mu. That is their argument number one. And I almost say immersion is close to the old biblical way or the biblical practice of baptism, which was adopted by John the Baptist. John the Baptist in Mbaba Suno, Oman Fan Suo and Petipete and Crawfoso, name of John the Baptist Mbaba Suno, or the Nipa Eura in Suomu, and to them, no, say Yabo Sua, you have to be immersed. Other than that, your baptism is not correct. And then they also continue to show that baptism means dying and rising to new life. How much I say? See, I do shen so no more. I just say, well, you free so no more. Now, when you're not going to be free, if you do shen so no more, now you free so no more. Now, we're burning in a hole. Now, I'll be here when you're not free. But what I see, Nene say, one way I do shen so no more. Near you, woman, I ding na. And Bonnie, what we are seeing na still. Omo da so ye. Even though you don't run so mu, a you omo assign a pie. And I almost say, say ye ka the word baptism na. It is a Greek word which means baptizo. Baptizo means to immerse or to dip into something. So why is baptism? Baptism means immersion, and we are not immersing the people. How much less? Sir, asem baptism, you know. And your Greek akasa, as you actually say, you do wash bibimu, and I do wrap bibimu, and I see you do a new and new bibimu. Now then, tea, and I ain't there. Yem fa, in the panel, and right in Zoom. My dear, I can say, Presbyterian Church of Ghana, we accept all three kinds of baptism. But then, the one that we use depends on the circumstances in which we find ourselves. Now, we just continue. Those of us who believe in all the other forms of baptism, like immersion, pouring and sprinkling, we also put forth this argument. If I'm cho untie ni ye die ti aye ye ji asubono mi ensan nyina etum no eno na me ba ba kire mu esim pam cho untie ni ye. We know that the word baptism means more than immersion. It can also mean to wash, to bathe, to purify by washing. Sometimes the word baptism is used in the Bible figuratively. For example, in the Bible, Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink from the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" People of God, you see that here Jesus is using the word baptism, but Jesus is not referring to immersion or dipping something. This means more than that. I don't follow more. Medica can say, one now will say, say, your boy was sooner young for one ra and so more was born in your papa. No, I thereby can't want you to me say. A seminar, you can say baptism, you know, and your Greek word are such as your dear Rabbi Bimu. But yes, you so can send me waha or say, Mumbatimianum, crua ya, me no manui. Na, sa, a soup boy, so I ever bombi, Mumbatimi Ejina. This, a summer, yes, you can, you know, sa utieni ya, a sien chresse, ya do be ebenu, and sumu. People say, sir. We have to be immersed in the water because it is the immersion that brings about purification. It is only the immersion that can purify somebody. But I want us to go a little bit and look at Numbers. Numbers 8, 5 to 7. Please, can you project that for me? Numbers 8, 5 to 7. God himself directed Moses and told Moses that he wants to clean the Levites. He wants to purify the Levites. And so this is what God asked Moses to do, to purify the Levites and to clean the Levites. So the Lord said to Moses, take the Levites from among the children of Israel and cleanse them ceremonially. Thus you shall do to them, to cleanse them. Then he continued, sprinkle water of purification on them and let them wash their clothes, so make themselves clean. Amiribi baye na onyankopon se yemfa lewi abusuafo ni nyina mra na wonte won ho on clean wom na wonfa won nya na adwuma na onyankopon chire Mose ekwan a wonfa so na wonfa clean Levites no na wonte won ho na wonfa no enye na adwuma na ne onyankopon echire Mose se onye no eno na ewo ayinu so o se on fa Levites ni nyina fa omumra no horom ho na ndo onyankopon ka se onye ne se o se Mose emfa ensuo empete won so Mose emfa ensuo empete won so na o ma ye clean na on onyankopon e de won aye na adwuma aha no hu se onyankopon anka se on fa Levites no enko wura ensuo mu men kasa de adi wura ensuo mu ne nyew na me pa kire se enye no kwa ana ye su ba onyankopon agitum nemom circumstances be able to find yourself in determine what you are supposed to do. And in this case you see that God told Moses that Moses, thus you shall do to cleanse them, sprinkle water of purification on them. He did not say immerse them in water. So this shows that for to be able to purify a person, to be able to clean a person, it is not only immersion that cleans people. Now, let us also go and see what was said in Ezekiel 36:25. In Ezekiel 36:25, this is what the word of God says. The word of God says, then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be what? Clean. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols. Here, we don't see immersion here. That is why I'm saying, say, Presbyterian for Yenimunyamiya Samuno, near the Nyamiya Samuno, and near the Yajuma. By any Presbyterian for Mano, Sir Omoko Asoribia, they are always unable to defend their church. They are always unable to defend why their church do what they do. And to be who be our Presbyterian here, no more across for fro, I'm a sire bonus. Because Onim, what the word of God says, we don't say, sir, immersion is not good. Immersion is good, but immersion is not the only way by which a person can be clean. Now, a Christopher Amuaha, I just want to ask one thing. Do any of you know how Paul was baptized? Do you know how Paul, who did everything? Do you know how and where Paul was baptized? Now, let me read the word of God for you. And try to follow me. I'm reading from the Acts of the Apostles chapter 9, from verse 10 to 18. This is what is written there. Acts of the Apostles chapter 9, verse 10 to 18. Please follow me as I read. In Damascus, there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called him in a vision. Ananias. Please, this Ananias I'm talking about is not Ananias and Sapphira. Those who sold the land and hid part of their money, this is not the one that I'm talking about. But Ananias is a name like maybe Boating, Sesu, or something in Israel. So many other people were also called Ananias. So I'm talking about a particular Ananias. Yes, Lord, Ananias answered. Then the Lord told him, go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hand on him to restore his sight. And from young in him say, Ebra, now Paul, I found Saul, awkward Damascus, you know, a light fell on him. Can you be torn so? Now obey any friending. I don't know when you're going to come and say, oh, yeah, your friend Ananias, and they say, Uncle, Kronoso, street view high, your friend is straight. They say, be a cockroach, so street view high, your friend, five Chestnut Street. Now, Ukwa, Bisa, Obia, your friend Judas, Nifie, now, Orebi, or Ho, I, your friend of Saul, our free Tarsus. Now, Saul, ne bomb paye. Now, Saul, na ehunu se. Obi a friend Ananias eba eden nsabe tono so amaneni no ebuwe. Let's continue from 13. Ananias answered, I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your people in Jerusalem, and he has come here with authority from the chief priest to arrest all who call on your name. Or say, Ananias in the catcher, Yankupona, or Nekasan say, a radis, Obama, yeah, your friend who saw ye, meaning my dear, why ye were Christopher, over Jerusalem, na Yasmano, Sawamraha, na Ometri, a Christopher, you know, a Teradi, baby, I was swami, I'm Macono, and as I was swami, sir, men family Hong Kong to a gym, a Teradi, a media, men go. This is what that Ananias told Jesus. So, then let's continue from 15. But the Lord said to Ananias, go, this man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and the kings and to the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer in my name. No, nyango po kachi Ananias said, ko. Sa ura no mi ankasa na me yi no na me ma kire no ekwan ya wona mso a obebre ewo medin mu me suma ne se onfa nyame asem no onfa nkoma amaman mufo etu Ananias onyame a convince no afa Ananias ebeko moma yento aso na yenhwe. Now let's come to 17. Me pam cho a hala efi hel kwa na mpese munhwe ni ye pa. Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Now Ananias okoye na owura efienum pantwom famadwe eni echevi ha. They say Ananias ati ase. Na Bible say Ananias went and entered into a house. It was owura efienum. Putting his hand on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus that appeared to thee in the way thou comest has sent me, and that thou must receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." It is I'm reigning in Anno. Now Ananias, oh, fear her. And I all cast him natural Paul said, "Brother Saul, Jesus Christ, Noah. Oh, but now when you did a Shamu or Kromunua, or Paul Oshi Yanoa, and now when he a Katayano, while some may say, Membran famine, some at all, so send a beya when you know a catano, a baby, at which means Ananias entered the house. At Ananias, I will fear hostel. At Yan and Shannon, so into the house, and Ananias will fear her, and all cast our seminal at the Achre. So let's continue from so the entry wing in Ananias family. And immediately, 18, immediately, something like scales fall from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. And after taking some food, immediately something like scale fell from his eyes and he could see. So he got up and was baptized. Immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he got up and was baptized. Me bisa say, adi wey aye king na ekosu wohin. Because Ananias entered the house and he said all these things. And the Bible said, and immediately he got up and was what? Baptized. Eti Ananias, Paul, he was baptized in that house. People of God, in that house. To say, I saw them. Can we get a river to immerse the people? Eti Akwaben, your first one. Your boy, Paul, as you. I don't from me who said, Paul, I want man terminal. Osina di can for, eti yemu wine, and you bet me I can say, ya yen ya mia juma etchen Paul. Now, I don't know. One day now, many other people will be here. Almost so, omu di omu jidi say, immersion is the only way of baptism. Now, me no more your argument. No more catch me say, ebe ya say, Ananias wie ye no and order the call by the call. People of God, it is a Bible, ain't me in case. And Paul rose up and went to be baptized. Prophet Ogomu Timinka. Sankaya didn't pay ya a few no more. And Paul rose up and he went to be what? Baptized. But he said immediately something fell from his eyes and he rose up and was baptized, which means that there was no movement from the house. Presbyterian Church of Ghana, we know what we do. That's why we accept all forms of baptism. To make the Bible very authentic, let us come to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, verse 36 and 38. Let's jump to Acts of the Apostles 8. We will come back, but let us jump to Acts chapter 8, verse 36 and 38. Okay? Philip baptized an Ethiopian eunuch. And when Philip baptized an Ethiopian eunuch, no, let's read 36, and I'll say, and see, they went on their way, came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What do hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thy heart, thou may be. And he answered and said, I believe Jesus Christ is the Lord. 39. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit caught them away, that the eunuch saw Paul no more. People of God, one who said, Ahano, the Bible, can say, Philip, on the eunuch, no, omu see from every chariot to no more, and omu yadain, omu call in so no more, a ho and a Philip, a co baptize, sa eunuch, no. It is Uncle Paul, yet in the peer, ya. It is a Bible to me in Casania or Khan, Enoch Edi. A Christopher, a Tadabia, ya, yama, other people, it's him yaging, instead of us studying the word for ourselves and knowing it for ourselves. Now, because of our time and everything that we are about to do, I will jump over straight to infant baptism. There is a lot on this script that I'm having over here. Anybody who has any question, who wants anything after this, you can see me. I can give you a script. I can explain everything to you. But to save time, because of what we are going to do, I will jump over straight to infant baptism. Let's jump straight to infant baptism. And one thing that Presbyterian Church of Ghana will do is that we baptize infants. We baptize children to admit them into the church. But there are some people who do not understand why the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, we do what we do. Why do we baptize infants? And the argument that they put forward, their strongest argument against infant baptism, says that the condition in the rite of baptism is repentance and faith by the individual and the Christian. I must say, as someone can say, say ye kasi ebo obi esua, ese onipa no, ojidi onye jidi esua hu, na onu no hon efri ni boni mu, ansana yetimi abonesu. Na oma bisa se, neti ankwala we, amubo oma sui, akwala we ni mune boni, oba timi ajeni hon efri ni boni mu, akwala anu wadi ane che se, akwala we ni mse, se, ti na mubo nesu. This is their number one argument. Number two, they say, baptism must have the wish of the baptismal candidate and with his or her confession before God and fellow human beings. Almost say, if we are about to baptize somebody, si a person ebo obi esua, oni pa kuna yebe bo nesu no. As I said, onu ankasa, eji tumu se, me majia tumu se, I have accepted myself that I should be baptized. And the next question they ask is, especially then, and akwala, what me ajia to me me akwala, me see a moment. Etino, akwala didn't mean can say, me, me see me akwala, then a minimum, and one said, my memory, me aba, near bomesu, me akwala, no, I don't know anything. So to them, this baptism that we have been doing is wrong. We shouldn't baptize children. They continue to say that the person who is being baptized must himself desire baptism. What mean kwachiri obi a omo sama omo kan say what mean kwachiri obi a keke say blana me bowasu na obi na abonten a no akwachiri no abonasu esa se onipa na wo bonasu no ono anka se firi ni pem e ka se me pese mo mo me esu adafo no mo me bi se o me I just want to ask a question na ma twi ma dwen asia de ba ko so asa na ma to aso fan se wako hospital so hu wako hospital you have been to the hospital to evangelize and there is somebody on the hospital bed. He has accepted your message of evangelism. And the person says, oh, for this message that you brought, I have accepted this message. So I want to get baptism. I want to be baptized. How will you baptize that person? I don't know, walk to hospital. Obi the hospital in Paso. Oko Kenya me sema chire no. Oni pa na tinya me sema na se. Wati atum oyare fo a woda ayare paso. Wati atum se asem na wo kae no. Onya me sema na obeka chire no. Akomi mu, awura mi mu, etime pese menya asubo. Sai ni pa ko no. Ye be kukuru na fi hospital in Paso so. Ade na ko. Ba bia ye benya asubo ntin. Ne ado yare fo na ko awura mu. Ye ma ambulance na na ko. Na ambulance wi a wode na ba. And I said, "Bakachen, Bakunu said, the hat chain. Now, so who turn up if ya? Near the walk, near Koba wasu. So in Bakunu, who answer? When Timi and Mafia know who are, and Papa and Awa and Bonnie. So, if you want to be a Presbyterian, I can hear your crying, but was in Bakunasu. Because we accept all three. And so, under that circumstance, we will know, sir, to this particular person, the best baptism for him will be either the pouring or the what? The sprinkling. That is why we accept all three. And I said, we accept all three, but the one that we will choose to use will depend on the circumstance in which we find ourselves. Praise before, Yeji Asuponomi and Sangin Edi. Nandi Yabefasa Yadi Yeno. We depend on baby. What is that Oyare for say? We find ourselves in a circumstance where only pani yare. Yet me find him consume. In that case, you know, what do? We will find one of the metals and use that method to baptize the person. Instead, say, Yebeja Onipanisa. So, Presbyterian Church of Ghana, we know what we have been doing, and whatever we do is scriptural. Now, let's come back to the infant baptism. We have said that a person must be free to be baptized. But the person, the child that is being baptized, he is not free. He can't decide for himself. It is the parents that force the person to go and be baptized. Now, people of God, I want to draw your attention to this. You see, infant baptism, we know that Presbyterian Church of Ghana, we have been baptizing infants. And when we baptize these infants, we have what we call catechism. And we pass these children through the catechism so that their faith will be strengthened. We grow them, we let them grow spiritually. And when they are of age, then we add confirmation to it so that the children themselves will confirm that, yes, what our parents did for us when we were young, we are confirming it. So when you add baptism and confirmation together, it becomes complete. People of God, as I stand before you and preaching right now, by heart, you know. We have something we call Children's Day. So, your mom, a Bible quotation, see, you go and you recite, and you are a neighbor, Jetiana Nimutiano, as a bonton, quite a bit to now, quite a baby, meaning Yanko, Chedi and Pong, and I'm many, all these things, and you're not a And so, Presbyterian Church of Ghana, we train our people so that we pass them through until our children's service. Then you move to JY. From JY, you move to YPG. From YPG, not face our Siaba. Then you move to YAF. Then you move on and on and on. We that's why we do all these things. Now, the next thing is, you see, when we baptize these infants, as when I was defining baptism, I said baptism is a way by which we accept people into our heart, our church. We baptize infants to admit them into the church. And when they are admitted into the church, we don't just leave them like that. We pass them through what we call catechism. We have a whole lot of training those children. Some time ago in Ghana, so who your presbyter now who call interviewer, the way I be dressy, the way who do her and the castle your presbyter automatically interviewing why they pass, because we know the training that we used to pass our children through. One thing is, if we decide just to be baptizing people for baptizing sake, we will end up having a church which is dead and which is only just like a social club. Because people just come, they are baptized, and they are part of the church, and then we relax the rules and regulations of the church so that we will get more people. That is not what we are after. But we are after people who have been trained and who are sanctified, who are purified, and who lead a holy and righteous life for all their lives. People of God, our time is not on our side. So as I'm saying, anybody who wants further questioning, further answers, or even if you want a script for me to read, I can hand it over to you. But let me show you something with which I'm going to end. There is a man by name, let's come to the very last clip of the script. There is a man by name, M.A. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y. This man wrote a book. The title of the book is Child Sacrifice Among European Witches. The title of this man's book is Child Sacrifice Among European Witches. When you take time to read this man's book, you will get to know Say, and this Ghana for Befu, I would dance and I be cool. There was a time in Europe, I be following near Bachinipa, Uakara, Bachakarana, direct on Macorino. When you read Murray's book, you know. And so, the church at that time decided, say, if these witches are coming for these children and going to eat them or kill them, why don't we baptize these children? So that when we baptize those children and they die, then we know at least they have received baptism and have the possibility of going to heaven. Lo and behold, when the church decided to baptize all the children, Murray's book tells us that all the children that were baptized, the witches never touched any of them. From that time, no. Then why don't we baptize all of them? This is the Genesis. So who can kind of trust him now? There are so many scriptures where we say, they baptized a whole household. For example, say time in the hotel. So what kind of colonials are seminar? You say Peter call. Peter says the whole household should be baptized. Let me be said. It is a whole household as well. You better send kwala amu di amu njana chen ni amu penufono kwesu. Judge for yourself, people of God. It is high time we study the scripture and know, sir. Immersion is not the only way. I'm not saying, please take this from me. I'm not saying immersion is not a good kind of baptism. But what I'm saying is that apart from immersion, there are other kinds of baptism, which is sprinkling and pouring. Now, the one that we choose to use depends on the circumstances in which we find ourselves. For example, if we decide to do immersion in a river only, if supposing there is the River Jordan here in Massachusetts, and we want to baptize everybody by immersing that person into the River Jordan, which is in here, Worcester, what are we going to do in December, January, and February, March? Pastor, my question is, yeah, the idea to me, say, the only method of baptism I ever found is just immersion. And on Yamia Dome in the River Jordan, Abede Worcester. It's a bit of alcohol. I could immerse any penny into the river. No, somebody else here. Supposing, say, Obi here baptism December, Obey any day. January, Obey any day. February, Obey any day. Nasankaya Presbyteriana, the December, January, February, any method, no bakun yusu. People of God, we have to know why our church, Presbyterian Church of Ghana, do what we have always been doing. We do everything from scripture. Now, accept it from me, say, if Paul was baptized in a house, at that time, no big as I say, I saw the now, yeah, ombus will fear no. As in sorry now, ombus who I saw them no. To them, no, yeah, it is then, oh my baby, almost who are no. To them, no, it is not good. It is wrong. But I'm wondering whether those people, they read these portions of the scripture that I've read to you today. There are a lot, but our time, we want to close at our exact time that we have been closing, even though we have to baptize these children. So, I will end this teaching on baptism here, and I continue to say that anybody who has any question, please come to me. If you want Bible quotations, references, whatever, please come to me. And I'll be happy enough to give you all those things so that people will know that we, Presbyterian Church of Ghana, what we do is scriptural. Because if God himself will instruct Moses to sprinkle water on the Levites and cleanse them, why can't we do that? Please bow down your head and let us pray. asafurade wo brenin ti ya don church rebesi ha ene e bom pai wo yesu christo di mu se urade wo na mo adom so kakra ya wa church na wo man mu mama ato asase pam na wo mai amfi presbyterian asafumu ansan kwa asaf ba fufuro bi ame yan kan chere ne se presbyter su bo nye it yes ha bonus fufuro ama akwa me asa bonus fufuro me bom pai se urade o ma na wo na ma chemu so church wo mu obaji asem na tum na asem a wa gya tum yi wonu nti won ho afi na eno ti ama watimi atra wo mu na wasem no so atra wo mu na obi sa obi bia asafurade wo di adom ya da wase the wire man and any day in our Jesus Christ's name. Amen.